Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public schools with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. Trust you had a great Easter. Got a lot to discuss today.
I did have a great Easter. We had a special visit with one of my grandsons and his wife and one of my granddaughters. So it was really special all the way around.
Well, and you know what Easter means. Those school kids are counting down the days to summer vacation. And that won't be long now. But hey, we're counting as well. What can $220 billion buy? That is the price tag on the New York State budget. As it pertains to education, Ralph, what have you been able to find out?
Yeah, $220 billion is a lot of money. And for education, it actually is going to be over $3 billion. And that's an increase of $1.9 billion year to year, and it's just a whole lot of money. You know it is when it takes the New York State School Board's 8 pages to analyze just the education section of the budget. It's so much money, but one of these days, and I've been saying this for a long time, it's going to catch up with us, and we're not going to be able to continue to fund schools and other entities as well, and anything near like we're doing now.
Well, I know a lot of school superintendents are just glad to have a budget so they can do their budgets, and those budgets will be decided May 17th. Do you expect most districts, as is typically the case, will stay under that 2% property tax cap so they can continue to get that money from Albany?
I hope they will. I mean, the increases are huge from the state, and I think it's, unless there's some really unusual circumstance, districts should stay under the cap.
Yeah. And we've talked a lot on this program about the dearth of school bus drivers. Well, New York wants to make school buses run completely on electricity in the not too distant future. Ralph, what's the time frame for doing this, and is it feasible in your opinion?
There are 28,000 school buses in the state of New York. And if 28,000 buses actually were going to be turned into electric buses, that would take years to make that happen. And if you think we got a bus driver shortage now, just wait until we say to future bus drivers, oh, and by the way, these buses are all running on electricity. So that's another hurdle that you're going to have to jump if you're going to be successful as a bus driver.
Yeah. Speaking of the shortage of bus drivers, the Pennsylvania State of Education report was released last week. That's put out by the State School Boards Association. It found 80% of the districts there are experiencing a bus driver shortage. 99% of districts are having staffing issues this year. I know that doesn't surprise you. 30,000 fewer students enrolled in public schools in Pennsylvania over the past year. Is this a direct consequence of the pandemic?
Well, part of the fewer students is that people are leaving the state, both Pennsylvania and New York. I was recently in Florida, and it's phenomenal, the number of people that are saying we just came from the north. But I do think that there are a lot of other issues in school, like critical race theory and concerns about textbooks and curriculum and school safety. There's a whole lot of factors that are going into that. I think it's a combination of events, but certainly COVID is part of that.
Yeah. We've talked on this program a lot, and I think this is one of the greatest concerns you might have is how schools can combat this, and how is this going to fundamentally change how school is done in the years to come? What are some of the more immediate impacts of this shortage of not just substitute teachers, but even regular faculty in our public schools?
Well, this is true. I mean, if you look in almost any major newspaper, throughout New York and Pennsylvania, you'll see there are ads running now for teachers. What's happening now is that teachers in one classroom are being asked to join up with the classroom next door. I read, I think it was in New Mexico, where they actually recruited the National Guard to go into the schools to help with that. These are creative ways to meet a shortage that's not only upcoming, but is here with us now.
Yeah, and it's really getting bad out there as far as the staffing issues in our public schools. Hey, I offered to drive the school bus, but nobody will take me up on that yet. We'll see.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, if folks have questions about these topics or any other thing pertaining to public education in New York or Pennsylvania, Ralph, you have a wonderful website where folks can go and check you out. What is that, sir?
That is just simply whyrun.org, whyrun.org.